Hello and welcome to our third segment. My name is Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio. Again, make sure you listen to segment one and two before you listen to this third segment. It's been a very, very pleasant experience with Ashley and Janet.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Again, folks, they're nodding their heads expecting you to know that they're saying thank you. Okay, so we've got Ashley and we've got Janet, and they're really grateful for being in here, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Okay, that's better.
Yes, dessert.
Okay, so what I want to say is there's something about when we were talking to both of you about microbes. And one of the things that I've always paid attention to is the double helix and the non-coded DNA, which is now coded DNA, the crystals that basically float around the double helix. And those really are the microbes. They're like a living organism. They're the primary microbes. Then they play a role where there's a chemical audit trail that takes place that actually causes the body to activate certain viruses, okay? And so the vaccine is playing a couple roles. It's either attaching itself to the double helix, the microbes, or it's attaching itself to the newly created virus in the body. I'm going to have to spend more time on that on a private moment. It's probably going to take me about 3 hours because I really rip everything apart. And I want to know basically what actually is going on. But I know something is going on because the karma that we travel with from one incarnation to the next, it's in one of those crystals in the double helix. The memory's in there. It's like microchips or CDs, however you want to identify it. But what was really important that I learned on the break, besides the fact that oat milk and apple cider taste fantastic, and it really does, it's yummy, what I really learned was that there's hope. If you go on a true spiritual journey, like both of you are doing, and you learn about the matrix, because this is what you need to learn about. This is the most important knowledge you need to gain to get out of the bondage of man-made religion or man-made ETC, 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 whatever it is. What you learn, and when you go into another original incarnation, that memory is in your double helix. So you're not throwing this memory away. You're taking this knowledge with you, and that's where your intuition's going to come. So when you go into your next original, you're going to get a gut feeling. You're going to get a gut feeling because your soul is going to be matched to your double helix. So your soul's also going to have that knowledge. It's not like, okay, how do we stop it? How do you stop it? You go on a spiritual path. But not where it's fanatics, not where you're going to go into a freaking barn and join 26 people and commit suicide. I'm not talking about that. That is dark. That is pure evil. We're talking about embracing something that's different, something that's truthful. But you can only know that it's truthful only when you experience it. So we have to go through certain experiences, bad or good, to one day say, okay, yep, you know what? I believe that what is being said, this is the core truth. Unfortunately, we got to go through some bad stuff sometimes. So that's what I wanted to say. I wanted to say that there is really some good hope. Ashley, you got a question. What's your question?
So I have a question based off of when we were saying the forever damned microbe.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk to God, you say I denounce forever damned.
Yeah, yes.
And so does that mean that you would have a eye for eye microbe?
Yes.
So if you had both the forever damned and the eye for eye microbe lifted, healed, would you still have to say that every time you're praying?
Yes, for now. Until he tells me different.
Okay.
But he's given me the answer yes, because he doesn't want anyone doing it right now to think that it's okay not to say it. No,
yeah.
I need everyone to say it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us have these microbes where if they stop saying this, then that means the dark will be off the hook.
Oh, okay.
And we don't want the dark to be off the hook. We want them to go through what they have put us through. And that's what we want. We want them because that's the rules. That's a software program. And they're always looking for a way to get out of their mess. And one of the things with someone you know that they're really dark is that they can never admit they're wrong. Because part of the dark soul pull is, if you admit you're wrong on anything, they will punish you. They have another microbe from the dark soul to punish them, to bring disease into their body if they admit they've done something wrong. Yeah, it's crazy out there.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it. I feel like that's so extreme. Why, like,
it,
you know what I mean?
It is. It's because the real battle on this planet, on other planets, is between the good and the bad, the dark. And the dark has no conscience. They really don't care. And the people who had at one time the ability to change the matrix, they will pretend that they care, but they don't really care. They don't care. They don't care if your whole family gets wiped out for them. They don't care, you know. So, Janet, you were saying something to me earlier.
I wanted people to know that you are the real deal, Brian. You really are. You've helped me so much, and you're the most loving and approachable person I've ever met.
Yeah, thank
you. I want you people to know that, because what he's saying here is, and I know that Ashi would agree with this, that he's opened up our worlds and allowed us so much freedom, well, in connection with God, of course.
Yes.
And I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
If it weren't for Brian. So people, you know, listen to what he's saying. That comes right from my heart.
I agree that I am a lovable person. But when it comes to my spiritual gift and the dark going after the light, I'm a no-nonsense person.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, but you could be intimidating.
Come on.
I know you wouldn't do anything, but for somebody who might be scared to have what happened in previous lives
yes.
opened up to them, it's scary because you're like, I don't know what I did.
Yeah.
I'm afraid. I don't want this person to tell me all of these things. It's scary. You're intimidating in that way.
Yeah.
But I
yes,
know
that's true.
There's no judgment.
No.
No.
So
I have no judgment against anybody.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way.
Yeah.
I've never met anybody like that before, ever.
Yeah. I just want to find out what the deal is and how do we help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's my big concern. And it hurts me when I give information for someone to do something, they don't do it, and then they get hurt. That bothers me a lot. But then there are other people that come and take advantage of my kindness.
Yeah.
You know, so I also have to deal with that type of person, and there's a lot of them that do that. And they don't realize the responsibility that I have. And some of them don't really care.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And they look at coming to see me as buying a cell phone, a new cell phone.
Yeah.
And they don't get it. And these are the ones that they don't get the appointments. And they get mad with me. And in a lot of people that get really mad with me, they want to transfer their karma over to me or to my family. And I'm not going to do that. I've been there, done that. You know, we were talking earlier, and my second most recent parallel universe, when I died, I had 5,000 people that attended my funeral. You know, I mean,
that says something.
That says something, that those 5,000 people knew that there was something special about me and that they've lost that something special.
Absolutely.
And when I discern my clients now today, and I look at that life and where I had died, I was murdered. That person who murdered me impacted the whole world, to the point that even World War III took place. It was just that one person that took my life and impacted the 5,000 people who got harmed with health or whatever. And then we end up having World War III. We end up having the banks basically collapse just because of one person. You know, so I'm not going to let that one person do it to me again. It's not going to happen.
Good.
I have to say this because I need people to understand that there are people that are not well, and they will do anything to stop our progress. As long as I go back to the prior incarnations and understand what took place, we've got a better chance. And thanks for those kind words.
It comes right from my heart, Brian.
You know, I've helped.
Honestly.
You know, I've helped so many people. Very few people actually will write a letter to me and thank me.
You deserve it.
And they
you do,
but they got such major help.
Yeah.
And they didn't come back and they didn't help me. And then some of them will come back and now they're in trouble and they want me to help. And I said, Father, what should I do? Should I help them? He says, no.
Yeah.
You know, and I know a few of those cases will be coming to me where I won't be able to help them.
Do you know these healings that we've been through, they're really deep healings. And
very deep.
And if you were to think, okay, let's go to a psychologist, psychiatrist or something like that. You're not going to find this.
Yeah.
You just aren't. They're beautiful people, a lot of them, but I don't think that they touch the truth like you do.
Well, because they really don't have the Christ/God working through them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, at the level that I have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they don't have three souls of Einstein, Benjamin Franklin, and Tesla in them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them don't believe in past lives. They really don't believe in past lives. And the ones that are just pushing drugs, they're pushing drugs, okay?
Absolutely.
And I've spoken to nurses, I won't say in the hospital, both nurses privately, and they work with the mentally ill in a hospital. And so many times the patients are coming to them saying, these drugs are not helping me. Please help me. Please help me. And they're just giving drugs. They're just giving drugs. And some of them commit suicide. It's just bad. Someone could easily commit suicide driving their car on the road, mm-hmm. and they're depressed, whatever, and say, I don't want this life, and they just go head on into another car. We don't think about that.
No, we don't.
Why would they do that? They would do that so somebody can claim their life insurance policy, something like that. That's why they do that. You know, it's just a sad, sad situation, and so many people that want to speak out. And even I invite them to come on the show if they're a nurse or whatever. They don't want to come on. But yet they're telling everybody how bad the government is, how bad everybody is. And, I mean, there's some badasses in the government. There's no question about that. But for the most part, my experience, my personal experience, wining and dining with them has been really good. They're good people. You know, they're not out there like mass murderers and sociopaths. And maybe, I mean, you may find one. I mean, I'd be surprised to find one. They're good people. They have families too. But they're also part of the software program where, because of the software program, they are subject to doing what they need to do. I could sit down with 10 politicians privately and tell them what their software program, then they're going to walk up, my God, he's right. He says, I can't stop doing that. That's my software program. You know, and I know that there's a lot of politicians, doctors. We have doctors coming to see me because of the vaccine, getting help so they don't get some problem down the road. We've got dentists coming to see me. We've got nurses. We have a lot of professional people coming to see me, and they come privately and secretly. In fact, their family members, in a lot of cases, don't know they're coming to see me or their coworkers. But they get help, and they're grateful. So we are going to go to break now. And we're going to enjoy this great, beautiful song. This one here is a good one because I don't want anyone to worry about World War III. Don't listen to the conspiracy theories. I'm asking you, just shut your computer down. And this COVID thing's going to be over. It's only going to be over when people have paid their karmic debt. Most of it's going to be paid by June of next year. Okay? This is what this is all about. So we'll be right back. somewhere only we know. So this is not the end of everything. So all you conspiracy theorists, where is all this coming from? Maybe it did happen in another original universe experience. I want to find out if we had Tent City in another original universe experience. Hang on. No, we never had it. Not even within 100 years from this date. We never had this crazy Tent City, someone living in your home. Like, if everyone's in Tent Cities, who's living in your house?
Good question.
Well, is there like Martians? Are there reptilians? Are there a whole bunch of different aliens coming, landing on this planet? Now they're having barbecues in your own house. And you're in a tent city and you got a special passport that allows you to leave Tent City or come back. It's not going to happen. Okay? The more and more you get into this stuff, you attract entities that will come into you and make you insane. So folks, stay away from that. Turn your computer off. People sending you this nonsense, turn your computer off. Now, a lot of my good friends, politicians, well, you're going to come and see me. You know that. You already know that. You've taken the vaccine. You know that you need to come and see me. So it's going to happen, and you know who you are. I don't need to say your name. Besides, I haven't seen you for a long time, and my health is a lot better now. Thanks for giving me a little bit of a break. Now I'm back to work. Am I 70% back to work? No. 50%, yeah. 50%. I'm back 50%. Okay, I'm going to build. Because of COVID, we weren't able to do all the different technologies, the burn gel, and we weren't able to do the powder coating technology, the cancer, you know, everything just stopped. So hopefully we're going to be able to get that going in the next 6 months. I know for June of next year, we're going to be really going because everything should be open up. And I got double vaccinated in the event that I have to go to sit with the professors and have a little chit-chat. At least I can walk through the front door with proof that I'm double vaccinated. That's one of the main reasons why I got it. But another reason why I got it, besides taking on karma for someone else, is because I wanted to find out what it's like to go through it. I was prepared to go through it and see what it's like. And I thank God that I went through it because it wasn't pleasant. Like, I mean, there was one day where my whole body was like 9 out of 10 pain for the whole day. It was very painful. It's taken a lot of T1s. And so I survived it. And then all these different stuff became activated. You know, the microbes got busy. And so what I want to do when we basically come back, this is going to be very interesting. What I want to do is take a look at both your personalities, your behavior. And by looking at the double helix, I'm looking at those microbes, those crystals. It stores information, and I want to see basically what information is being stored that actually manages your behavior. And I think I'm going to learn something. We're all going to learn something new from this, because there's got to be original universe microbes, double helix. There has to be your most recent parallel universe, and there has to be what you're going to go through in this matrix. It has to be. And not only that, it has to be, if you've had already 5 original universe experiences, there has to be information on all 5 of them in your double helix. There has to be, with all these particles floating around. And same with the 5 parallel universe experiences. Okay, and then there would be like 4 plus this one, because we haven't completed our 5th matrix experience. We've done 5 original and 5 parallel. We're now doing the matrix. We've done 4, and the 4 is... I mean, people call this Groundhog Day. That's my name. So we've done 4 matrix Groundhog Days. The reason why it's called a Groundhog Day, because it's a review life of our most recent parallel universe. That's why it's Groundhog Day. Okay? So that means that we don't have a lot of free will in this matrix, because it's basically a non-free will groundhog review life. Because our life is just being reviewed from the parallel. But in the original... we had 100% free will, and that's where we made our good choices and we made our bad choices. And a lot of people will say, well, he's my father, or she's my mother, you know, or he's my brother-in-law, sister-in-law, whatever it is. What's important is to understand how you came into this matrix with these people, because they may be there simply to help you go through karma, or you may be there to help them go through karma, okay? And there are some parents that I know that welcome the idea of passing all their karma to their children. And they're dark. The ones that I discern, I mean, they're really, really dark. And I say, my God, you know, how are we going to do this? How are we going to be able to get this truth to the world? And I know I talk too much. This is supposed to be an interview. But it's the fact that both of you are on this journey, okay? And 7 billion other people are not, okay? But for some reason, the 7 billion is divided by half. Half is not really going through karma. The other half is. And it's perfect math. And so when the dark side gets control of the software program, they can easily take the legitimate dark side that has karma and just pull a switch and switch it over to the light side. And now the light side's taken on all their dark karma. And that can happen. And has it happened? Yes. Has it been, for the most part, rectified? For the most part, yes. So I just want to share these deep thoughts with you. And this is where you got to listen to this 3 or 10 times so you can really get it. Once you get the basic understanding of how the matrix works, which I don't have, I have some, but you're going to be at the same level as I am as you join me every time we have a broadcast. And you're going to become that much wiser, and you're going to be able to make better decisions after you pass on. And don't look at death as being bad. The truth is, in this matrix, death is the most beautiful experience that anyone can ever have. But please, don't commit suicide. Whatever you do, please do not commit suicide, because the software program will go against you. We are going to take a break right now, and when we return, we're going to be doing segment 4. Thank you.